Now, well, you two have been pretty good running disciples for a long time now. So that relationship with Bante is obviously very crucial in the early days. And, you know, we're moving into this transition phase, which we've been talking about all week, where Bante is still with us, but may not be for many years. Is that one of the things that keeps you in the order then, that kind of initial root connection with Bante?
It's a sort of funny question in a way. I can't separate out the two.
Yeah, yeah.
If you see what I mean. Bante and the order are part of the same spiritual force, if you like.
But you've got a very direct experience, of, I suppose, of that is what I mean. And some order members may never even have met Bante, but they've obviously got a connection to him and a sense of his, you know, crucial importance as a keystone in the order. But you've got this very particular, very personal relationship that brought you in and presumably has sustained you in your relationship all these years.
Yes.
I think that's a booty. I mean, I can't separate the two. I mean, if I could, I couldn't be here. If you see, I can't explain that.
But is that what makes the context effective still for you of the order? The fact that it's in a way inseparable with your initial connection with Bante, or are there wider things about the order now that still conduce, you know, to?
Well, I suppose that Bante put it very clearly in his paper, "What is the Western Buddhist Order?" When it was the Western Buddhist Order, it still applies to the Tri Ratna Buddhist Order. The order is the community of his disciples and his disciples of his disciples practicing in accordance with his particular presentation of the Dhamma. But perhaps it's become clearer more recently, it's not just a question of a particular presentation or a particular ordination succession. It's a question also of a particular spirit and atmosphere which goes beyond individuals. So that I've come into contact with that, we've come into contact with that through Bante. And for me, it's sort of inseparable from him. And as long as the order does manifest that, does embody that, well, of course, that's where I am.
And that definition is enough, isn't it? As long as it keeps, as long as it keeps doing that.
Yeah.
And we've both grown up with the order very much. I mean, it was very, very rudimentary when we started, but it was very much there. But as Subhuti said, people known then by their old names and. So it hadn't got going as it is now. But yes, I mean, I see, I think you mentioned in your talk, was it, that the Sangha is the expression of Bante? So I think that's very well put. So you can't really separate
the
two.
But you've both helped build the order, at least as we know it now.
We've helped Bante build the order.
You've helped Bante build the order. But you've also helped, you've taken some initiatives yourselves, at least, and I take it that it is that same expression of Bante's vision, but it's been channeled through your particular talents and, I suppose, preferences in terms of the kind of work you engage with.
Sometimes our vices.
And sometimes our vices. We don't have time for that, folks. No. We'll have a vice edition next.